Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and picking up at verse 4, and we're going to read through to the end of the chapter. But before I read that, let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word, and we pray that you would help us to understand it, help us to benefit from it, that our hearts and minds might be conformed to your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Therefore, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that an idol has no real existence, and that there is no God but one. For although there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and for and through whom we exist. Way too many prepositions. However, not all possess this knowledge, but some, through former association with idols, eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Food will not commend us to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat, and no better off if we do. But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged? If his conscience is weak to eat food offered to idols, and so by your knowledge this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died, thus sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. We all agree that good theology matters, right? We all believe that it's really important that we strive to have good theology, correct belief, biblical understandings of God's truth. However, there's a way that we can use good theology with bad practice to do damage to people. And maybe you've seen this on the internet, maybe you've seen this on social media, maybe you've seen this in person, where someone has had great theology, their intellectual theology is correct, and yet they use it like a club or like a stick, and they wield it against people. And thereby, they do damage to other people with correct theology. That's kind of what we're dealing with in this passage. Now, we're dealing specifically with a particular issue, which is food offered to idols. However, the principle behind that is more what we want to deal with today. And that is striving to have good theology and good practice. Good theology and good practice. You see, the Corinthians had great theology. Paul doesn't tell them off for their theology. In fact, he kind of commends them for it. In verse 4 through 6, he agrees with the principle, the theological principle that they are arguing. You see, they had been saying they're free to eat meat offered to an idol, and other people might be complaining about it, but they're free to do it. And Paul says, yes, you are free to do it. And he agrees with their argumentation. Their argumentation, very simply, is there's no such thing as an idol, and there's only one God. Therefore, there is no such thing as meat offered to idols, because there's no such thing as idols. So whether I eat the meat offered to idols or not makes no difference. And Paul says that's all true. That's all correct. And that's actually a really important just thing for us to grasp? That there are many things in our life that we are completely free to do. Some people don't want to eat pork. Some people believe drinking's wrong. There's a whole plethora of different issues that some will believe that as Christians we ought not to do. And Paul is highlighting here that the way we interpret and understand that is based upon biblical principles. Yes, you are free. You are free to enjoy these things. However, he says in verse 7, however, there is more to this discussion than just, am I free to do this? There is more to this discussion than just your theology. In fact, the theology is almost like the smaller part because it's the easier part. The more important part is what you're going to do with your theology, what you're going to do with your biblical principle. And what the Corinthians were doing was disastrous. They had good theology, they had disastrous practice. And they were using their theological understanding of freedom as a weapon at the end of the day, and they were beating people over the head with it. Their freedom had created disastrous consequences. And we see that in verse 7 through to the end of the chapter. You see, the Corinthians had began to act in ignorance of the people around them. They had began to not care, to act without love. You see, they were saying, I'm free, therefore it doesn't matter what you think. I'm free, therefore keep your opinion to yourself. I'm going to do what I want, and I don't care what you think. And maybe you've heard people say things like that in the church before, where someone's upset about what someone else is doing, and the person who has correct theology and good principles gets really upset at them and attacks them. Well, that's exactly what the Corinthians were doing. They were acting without love, which is exactly what Paul was hinting at and speaking to in verse 1 to 3, right? We saw that the day before. And what happened was that the consequence of their action in living out of their freedom was that they were leading others to sin, and in the end they themselves were sinning. You see, what was happening was they were expressing their freedom, and those who thought these things were wrong were joining them, but meanwhile they believed that what they were doing was sinful. And therefore, they were stumbling and falling, and their consciences were becoming captive and convicted, and therefore they were guilty of sin. They were sinning against their consciences. And the Corinthians, espousing freedom, were forcing this to happen. And Paul says, and by doing so, you are sinning. It's interesting, isn't it, that they were doing something free that wasn't a sin, but they were doing it in such a way that it became sin. You see, there's more to the story than your principle. And some of you need to hear that. Because some of you have great principles, but you use them the wrong way. And we can all fall into this, can't we? We can all fall into the trap of having correct principles on one hand, and yet on the other hand, using them in such a way that we destroy the people around us. And that's not honoring to God, it's not loving to our neighbor, and it's not pursuing righteousness. You see, we need to have both good principle and good practice merged together. Because isn't that exactly what Jesus Christ did? He had perfect theology and he had perfect theoretical outworking into practice. And that's what we're called to do. to be so dressed with love that, like Paul, we'd be willing to give up our freedoms to avoid causing a brother or sister to stumble. Would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to give up a principle for the sake of your brother or sister? That's what we're called to do. At the end of the day, the main exhortation of this passage is verse 13. If food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Just one very simple example of this. You are free to drink alcohol. There's no biblical principle. There's no biblical command. There just is none. But if your brother thinks drinking is a sin, what are you going to do? Are you going to flaunt your freedom and drink a beer in front of them? Or are you going to set the beer aside when you're in his company so that you don't lead him into sin? It's a challenge for all of us, isn't it? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, and we pray that you'd help us not just to have a good theory, good theology, but we'd have good practice and good love. Help us to be led by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me again. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.